Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Urban Entrepreneurs, a no-holds-barred business conversation in which we teach you how to CYOC, create your own check. And we got to create our own check nowadays because the job, in many respects, is just over broke, yo. So what's up, Russ? What's up? Here with my co-host, Russell Ligon. What's up? I'm all right, man.
It's another day. What's going on, baby?
Hey, man, I'm all right, man. What's going on, baby? We're doing our thing tonight. We're going to teach people how to CYOC by being a good leader.
Create your own check, baby.
We got to create it. I'm in the midst of doing it right now. Yes, sir. You're in the midst of doing it, too. Let me just check our Facebook. And make sure that we are good on Facebook. I always do that. And we are on. Make sure the volume is good.
Let's check our Facebook.
Yes. And Sugiarty. Hey, thank you very much for liking the video. We appreciate you. And so let me just say it, everybody. We have a 30-minute show tonight. We're going to get started. Tonight's topic is the good leader. We are simulcasting live on BeLive TV and Blog Talk Radio. And our call-in number is 657-383-0106, 657-383-0106. If during the course of the show tonight, if you find what we are talking about informational and inspirational, then we want you to simply do one thing, like and share. So, Russ, I've heard this said that information is fine, inspiration is fine, but information will help your inspiration to reach a destination. So, our information combined with inspiration will help our viewers and our listeners reach a destination of creating their own check. And more specifically tonight, Russ, how to be a good leader. That's the bottom line. And good leaders, as you know, are hard to find. Am I right about that?
Hey, man, I got to interject right now. I know we got a short show, but I got to put this in there, man. I don't know. You sound like a cross between KRS-One, my man, because they did the infotainment thing.
Yes, sir.
And Creflo Dollar.
Oh, stop.
I think that theological background. I'm just saying, you like to inspire, motivate, but you're informing, man. I mean, I guess that's what we're about, man, because in order to educate, sometimes we got to inspire. Sometimes we got to educate. Sometimes we got to motivate. See, and I'm on board, man, you know. I'm just saying.
Hey, man, listen, I'm going to hit up our person, Sugiarty AE. Thank you so much for watching. We appreciate you. Yeah, man, listen, you hyping up the crowd. You the hype man, brother. You came in and woo-woo at the beginning. Listen, you the hype man.
I like the information that we cover. I like inspiring, motivating people, man. We come with a lot of technological, educational, theological. I know that's part of another show, but educational, informational, theological, and business, you know, and social related information, man. I'm just excited about, you know, passing on to the people, man, so that when we rise, we can bring people with us, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And speaking of people coming with us, Michelle Kratz and Ali, we appreciate you. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. My friend on Facebook. Do me a favor, Michelle, if you would not mind, simply share the show right now to your friends, and we're just going to expand the viewership and the listenership. So, Russ, let's get right into the topic tonight, the good leader. What is leadership? You're a leader. You've been a leader for many years. What's leadership, man?
Oh, man. Vanessa, why are you putting me on the spot?
Come on, Doc.
Before we go into the list of leadership qualities and characteristics that you and I are going to present, because we have our own individual list, and it's about it's not exclusive, it's about several things that can inspire and motivate a leader, and like we need to be able to provide that information. But let me tell you, a leader a boss is the person that inspires and motivates people. Anybody can be, anybody can bark out orders. Anybody can tell somebody what to do. But they need to be qualified. They need to be informed. They need to be inspirational. They need to be motivational. And they need to have a larger mission at hand and not their own selfish self-interest. Because you're talking about moving people, moving forward with a genuine purpose that they can buy in. So it has to be like a bigger vision, man. You know, we have parent leaders. We have business leaders. We have educational leaders. We have sports leaders, team leaders. We got all kinds of leaders, man. So this applies to everyone. And so it's not just the business. We're talking about business exclusively or specifically right now. But some of these qualities are overlapping.
Yeah, I agree. I think I was thinking about this topic today, and you know, we always... Yes, sir. We always, Russ, discuss the topic beforehand, of course. And Malik Abdul-Zaire, what's up? Do me a favor, share the show. Tonight's topic is a good leader. So I think a leader is someone, male or female, young or old, et cetera, who can move people, a person or people, to a given end. I'm going to make... You know, just really succinct to be able to move people to a given end. So whether that's in a family, spouse, whether it's a child, the children, whether it's in the community, business, as you said, in faith-based communities, nationally, et cetera. You got to be able, Russ, and you and listening audience, you got to be able to move people. You got to be able to move people. And I don't mean move them. I think incorporating, Russ, what you're saying, to move them inspirationally. I think you got to be able to move people to a given end. See, I could yell fire in a crowded theater and people will move, but are they all going to move to a given end?
Don't do that. We got people in Germany, other countries doing that for you.
Yes, sir.
It's destructive. It's true that. I think the key aspect of what you're talking about, Finesse, is vision.
There you go.
Having a vision to have in your mind organizationally that you get other people to buy into and they believe in it and they see their individual part, their individual contribution. And you as a leader, you come and inspire and motivate them in the individual and corporate way to move forward.
So I'm going to include that, Russ, in the comments that a leader is a visionary.
Absolutely. I see people logging off to that. I got to put my glasses on. And I want to give big ups and shout outs to these individuals that are logging off. Woo!
Oh, you can see now. You can see that.
Oh, man. Lord have mercy.
Hey, bro.
Oh,
you trying to be vain, mate. Man, put your peepers on. So.
I'm not denying that I got a little vanity in me. You know, I know I look better without the glasses, but I can see better with them.
Man, put your glasses on, Doc. I got to get some new ones, but I'll do that relatively shortly. Benjamin Merritt, I saw you, my man. I saw you, my brother. I appreciate your unyielding support. Yeah, he's right here.
My timeline, brother Benjamin. I appreciate you, man. As positive. Since I befriended him, he's been shouting out, motivating, inspiring. I appreciate that, brother.
So let me just say this. We are broadcasting live on Block Talk Radio and BeLive TV. And if you want to call in to speak to us, you have a question or comment, then our call-in number is 657-383-0106, 657-383-0106. And if you like what you are hearing, if you find it inspirational and or informational, do me a favor, like and share. Michelle Kratzenali said glasses are a sign of smartness. Yes. And then Benjamin Merritt.
Hold on.
Yes, sir. And then Benjamin Merritt said, Russ looking sharp with his glasses. So,
all right, I'm going to keep the glasses on.
You better keep them on, man. So a leader, Russ, is a visionary leader. Moves people to a common end. What are some of the qualities of a good leader. See, you can have bad leaders, right? And listen, we got a bad leader in the White House, brother. That's all I'm going to say, because it's not a political show, but we got a contrast.
I know that we're not trying to be political here. We're always trying to be politically correct and respectful. We got a buffoon in the White House. We got a charlatan in the White House. Now, there may be people that differ. A charlatan is a clown, okay?
Exactly.
So, a performer. So I'm not going to continue to, harp on that, but the qualities of a good leader. Now, I know you got a different list, and there's different qualities, so there's no one that's mutually exclusive. I'm going to briefly touch upon some of the ones I have, and then, Finesse, I'd like you to inform our viewing and listening audience of some of the things that you see, some of the stuff they overlap. Is that good?
That's fine.
Okay. So first and foremost, strategic leadership. Now, I'm prefacing this by strategic leadership. Not just somebody that's going to get up and bark out orders who may just happen to be the oldest person in the room or the one who's been in the organization the longest or whatever. That's not what I'm talking about. We talk about a person that has a vision, that has a purpose, that has skill set, who's able to then turn around and inspire and motivate the people behind him or her to move an organization or a process to a common goal.
Strategic leadership. Yeah, you did.
Strong, number one, strong communication skills. Without a doubt, being an effective communicator is a top attribute of a strategic leader. You may have a clear vision of what you're trying to accomplish, but if you can't convey it to your team or colleagues, it will be almost impossible to carry it out. So you got to be a strong communicator. In other words, you can't be a what.
Straight up.
Okay? You can't be a what. Okay? You can't be henpecked. I know some of our viewers and listeners can relate to that. You got to be a person who's a stand-up person, a gal or a guy, who's able to get out there and say, hey, y'all, listen up. This is what we're trying to do. This is a product of this is what we need to do. I need your individual input. I need your individual skill set. Let's coordinate this and move forward. That's it. Second thing, passion and commitment. You ever tried to follow a person who was a dud? It's like, okay, everyone. to the conference room, and we're going to talk about how we're going to make some money. Yo, man, get up. Go by yourself, man. I want to go out of the street, get a bullhorn, and say, hello, we're trying to make this damn money. Let's do what we need to do to move forward. Come on, you got to have some enthusiasm, some commitment, some passion. You know, passion is a very key element to that. Passion. Passion is like you really believe in what you're doing. You believe in what you're saying, and you're passionate enough about it that you commit yourself not only to the process, but you commit yourself to informing and inspiring other people to get on board with you.
There it is, brother.
You're going to try to follow somebody that's not enthusiastic about their own cause? Hell, but no. Can't do it. I'm not. Hello, Stephanie Gardner. Listen.
Stephen Gardner. That's Dr. Gardner, man.
You know what? That's why I need these.
You better put him back on. I told you, man. You better put your glasses back on.
I hope on church lives that he don't fuss me out. He don't find a biblical verse, man. They don't send me off in the, to the ashes and everything. But listen, the third thing, Finesse, is positivity. Now, you notice that I was very critical. I was very specific just a moment ago, but I was still positive. You got to be able to motivate and inspire people and be an example. When you come to that work or that office place, you got to whatever happens at home, leave it at home. Whatever happens behind the scenes with investors, with vendors or whatever, you got a team to inspire and motivate the people. You got to be positive, optimistic about you're going to be able to do what what you're asking them to do. A positive attitude is contagious.
It is.
Just like an infectious disease, it's contagious. If your team is led and surrounded by happy and positive people, they will work harder and be happier themselves. There are organizations out there that are actually redesigning workplaces. that are redesigning communication channels, that are actually rearranging the way they communicate so that people can be more effective and positive and motivated, because the traditional manager stuff is out. I don't even know why they still have that on resumes on the internet. Managers, that's outdated. We need leadership. We need people to get out there and motivate to do what we need to do.
And Russ, I'm getting a little bit of feedback. So Russ, why don't you keep talking and I'll man the comments because I'm getting feedback.
Okay. So the fourth thing is innovation. Oh my God. Let me tell you something. I've had so many young people, I got an iPhone now for this. I'm struggling with this technology. I've actually asked you, you're younger than me. I'm like, how do you do this?
I'm not that much younger, Doc.
Listen, that 1 or 2 years, man, your brain works a little bit different than mine.
All right.
You may have had a little bit more internet, a little bit more, what is that stuff?
Apps.
No, the thing.
I'm not sure.
The thing that the kids use with the gaming.
Xbox,
and what's the other one?
Oh, man, Xbox. My son has an Xbox One. You have PlayStation.
Xbox and PlayStation. My brain does not work like that. I'm gonna embarrass myself and say that I have never once in my 3 years used or played Xbox or PlayStation. I've never done it. Have I purchased them? Yes. Have I bought games? Yes. But I've never actually played. So the purpose I'm making is an innovation. If you don't know innovation, if you don't know technology, surround yourself with people. We were talking about website development recently. We were talking about getting information out, Facebook. If you don't know how to do it, surround yourself with people that do know how to do it so you can be informed and so your overall business concept or presentation can be consistent with innovation. You know, when you have different people on your team, you can't have like a bunch of old heads listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire or McFadden and Whitehead. You gotta have some Chris Brown. You gotta have some Drake. You gotta have some Big Diddy. You gotta have some Wiz Khalifa on your team. You understand what I'm saying?
Of course I do.
Different people at different levels who can contribute to a larger organizational focus. When you've been working at a company for years or simply been in the same career for a while, it's easy to get stuck. I get stuck. I mean, my daughter told me years ago, Dad, when are you going to get rid of that cell phone? I was insulted. I was a little hurt. But the reality is that I needed to get rid of that damn cell phone. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
That's why it's important to have good people on your team.
So, Russ, let me just give, okay, the feedback's going. Let me just give a quick station identification. You are watching and you are listening to Urban Entrepreneurs. It is a no-holds-barred business conversation in which we teach you how to CYOC. What does that mean? Create your own check. And Russ and I are actively involved in doing that. I want to give a shout-out to Dr. Stephen Gardner, also my co-host for Unchurched Live. And let me just bring his comment back up. Transformational leadership is the key to successful business and organizations. Dr. Gardner, I agree 100%. I want to invite us to also tune in to Talking Points. As it is shared on my timeline, I will definitely share it. Doctor, if you can just put some information about Talking Points in the chat, I will share it in just a few moments. So, Russ, this is an age-old question, and I definitely have a position about it. Let me just say, too, I'm your co-host, Finesse, along with my co-host, my partner, Russ Ligon. I like that, Russ Ligon. You know,
it's smooth, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that could...
Russ
LeGond. Yeah, I just invented a media name for you. This is Russ LeGond. So, Russ, let me ask you a question. And I definitely, like I said, I have a position about it. I want to hear your viewpoint. And I'm just going to ask us, I'm going to throw this question out. I'm going to put it in the chat. Are leaders born or made? I'm going to put that in the chat right now. Are leaders born or made?
I'm going to follow my brother Benjamin Merritt and the other young lady that's Ms. Fraston. I'm going to put my glasses on. I'm going to be thoughtful and ask this question. Are business leaders...
Are leaders born or made?
I'm going to say that it's a combination of two, but I think primarily leaders are made. They're made through interaction. They're made through cultivation. They're made through education. They can have certain aspects in which they're born into, but if those attributes are not brought out, if they're not cultivated, okay, then they will not exist. So a lot of it has to do with education. It has, what's up, Pamela? A lot of it has to do with how we are informed and how we're socialized. We got leaders in the hood. Let's keep it real.
Keep it real.
We got leaders in the hood. But they might be leading for the wrong reason, for the wrong stuff. We got people in the social community, in the political arena. Some of them individuals are misinformed. So I'm going to say they're made, and then their madeness or the result of their leadership relevancy, okay, and whether it's geared towards the needs of the people.
So I want to, Dr. Gardner, I'm getting this feedback again, Russ. So what I'm going to do, just carry on. I'm going to check. I'm still on. I don't want the audience to hear feedback. All right, now it's gone. So let me just say, Dr. Gardner, thank you for sharing your link. So Talking Points, my co-host, Dr. Stephen E. Gardner, EDD, pastor, bishop, person with a lot of good information and inspiration. I'm going to send his link right now. It is drstephengardner.com. If you log on, you can listen to, or should I say watch, all of the episodes of Talking Points. And Benjamin Merritt, always giving the love. We appreciate you. Pamela, let me ask you a question. And I see your comment. How do you believe that leaders are made and not born? That said, Russ, I believe that leaders are both born and made.
That's what I said.
You see what I'm saying? Right. So we're saying the same thing. And I'm not saying that to agree with you, even though that I do. I think there are people who the creator has given leadership ability, period. I mean, somebody like Diddy, he didn't go to any leadership academy. But my
right.
God, he's a mogul. He's a leader.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? I think I don't know that I was given the gift of leadership. I think in the course of my life, I've been thrust into positions of leadership. I've been thrust into leadership and being a leader. I've learned about it. And over time, as you've suggested, I've practiced it and I've gotten better. I don't know that I have a natural leadership ability, although they say that Leos, and, you know, give a shout out to all Leos, birthday, August 4th, everybody, that we're natural leaders. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I've been a leader for so long, I think that, and I study leadership. I still study leadership. You see what I'm saying?
I want to give a shout out to all the cancers in the house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I think that, and I'm going to agree with you and say that, now I'm going to take a risk on stepping on.
Russ, you're breaking up. So let me, yeah, Russ, yeah, check your connection. You're breaking up a little bit. So I'm just going to jump right in. And as I've said, leaders are born and made. I think they're different kinds of leadership. Okay, Russ, you're back. Give me a test. Test your audio.
Okay.
You're good. Jump back in.
I'm going to say that I'm going to agree with you on the born side of leadership. I think that there are things that are beyond our comprehension and our control, and that God, and I know I'm touching upon another program with you and Dr. Gardner.
It's all right.
I'm going to touch upon it for just two seconds, because I've experienced it, I'm aware of it, I've seen it, and I know what I'm talking about. Some people, as you said, are born leaders, because it has nothing to do with their gifts. God gives people different gifts and talents. And he then cultivates and nurtures those individuals because their purpose, and this is the point I want everybody to get, their purpose is bigger than themselves. Their purpose is bigger than maybe the mission that they're involved in. Their purpose is bigger than the organization that they may be asked to lead. And so their gift and talent in leadership may seem like maybe they're tall, maybe they're short, maybe they're eloquent. Maybe they have the gift of gab or whatever, but sometimes it's bigger than what the eye can see. In addition to that, okay, we have people that are socialized through education and experience or technical knowledge or know-how or maybe even creativity who have the ability to then surround themselves with people that have those other qualities that I mentioned. So I think it's a combination, but we don't always know what that combination is. All we know is that there's something special about that individual.
Interestingly enough, Russ, and I don't remember the third, and thank you, Dr. Gardner, for your comment. Pamela, thank you for your comment. I did post it on the screen. There are autocratic leaders. They're autocratic. There are democratic. And I think that there are consensus building leadership leaders. And interestingly enough, when I studied management leadership, and there is no one right method.
No, it's not.
See what I'm saying? There are times, for example, with my 11-year-old son, I can't be democratic. You know what I mean? Mike, you're not going to vote about whether or not you're going to straighten your bed. So I'm an autocratic leader when it comes to that. However, among the various partners that we have, I can't be, you can't be, no leader can be autocratic. We've got to be more democratic and consensus building.
Yeah.
You understand? In faith-based organizations, particularly the Baptist Church, it's a congregational polity. So the leader has to be more democratic. So I think it's a matter of deciding what method of leadership fits where. Russ, we have about 2-3 minutes left. Let's end with this in the minutes that we have left. How does one become a better leader?
I'm going to say, Mike, your timing could not have been perfect. The end result is that a good leader has to be a collaborator. Bringing people, situations, processes, the bigger vision together. Having a collaborative approach to leadership is powerful because it naturally creates transparency in your organization. If you're connected to your team and genuinely interested in collaborating with them, they will know what you're thinking and vice versa.
Nicole Monique, yes.
Hey, Nicole, how you doing there, Nicole Monique? God bless you, love you, miss you. Listen. They got to be able to bring the team and the process together, and they're able to look beyond their own interests, their own anger, their own, shortcomings, and look at the larger picture and bring all that stuff together.
So, Russ, this is what I want you to do. We have about 2 minutes left, a little bit less of that. Give us your 5-finger countdown, and then we're going to end our show for tonight.
Hold on. Let me find me a hat, man.
All right, hurry up, Doc. We got a minute and 42 seconds. So, he got – all right, come on, man. Minute 30.
The first thing is you got to pay yourself first. No matter what, when you get that dollar, that money, don't pay the drug dealer, the landlord, the electrician, or whatever, PSEG, pay yourself first. The second thing is that you got to create a second source of income. Most of us can't make it on one income. We got to have a secondary source of income. The third thing is that you got to get some insurance. If you go down, somebody needs to come up. Other people do it. They insure their house, they insure their cars, they insure their income, but somebody's got to come up. The fourth thing is that we got to be caught up with this time. The fourth thing is that you've got to download and cut back on your expenses. You've got to find a way to give yourself a pay raise by cutting back up. Vanessa, I don't want to lose your time. That's 4 things. We'll get to the 15 next time. It's back to you.
All right. So, everybody, listen. Urban Entrepreneurs, No Holds Barred Business Conversation, in which we teach you how to CYOC create your own check. I'm your co-host, Finesse, along with my co-host, Russ Lagan. Tonight's topic has been The Good Leader. We broadcast every Tuesday evening from 9:30 p.m. to 10 p.m., sometimes 10:30. Next week, we're going to be back on at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. We invite everybody to come back next week with Urban Entrepreneurs. All right, everybody. One love. Peace. Have a good night.
Yeah. Urban Entrepreneurs on the air. Vanessa, I enjoyed it. And I love educating and informing the people.